guys. We are here live at our Because Why podcast at the beautiful YMCA Camp Wilson out in Belle Fountain, Ohio. We wanted to show you the joys of camp, how you can register, and what it's like to be both a camper and a counselor. So I'm Lauren. I'm here with my co-host, Allison.
Hi,
and we are going to go down the line. We're going to start with Heather down at the end here and go down the line. And they're going to talk about who they are, what brings them to Camp Wilson, and one other interesting fact about you. Let's play that game.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Oh, can I have to go first?
Yes, you get to go first.
Fantastic. I'm Heather Graham. I'm the executive director of Camp Wilson. What brings me here is my amazing Y career that has led me my my 9 full-time years as a full-time Y employee, but my 15 years working with the Y, and I've been a camp counselor since I was 18 years old. So
this is full circle for you coming back to camp.
It is.
Really.
So I guess the interesting fact about me, I've been involved with the Y since I was a year and a half old. My mom took me there when we first moved to Chicago and haven't left.
So, wow. A true Y lifer. I thought you were here for a long time, Allison.
I know. My 16-year-old self, I wasn't there when I was a baby.
Yeah. All right, next.
Me. my name is Lauren. I am a camp counselor here at YMCA Camp Wilson. I have been here for, this is my 4th summer, and to be honest, what brings me here is I love camp. It's not really a massive thing. I guess my interesting fact is that I'm from Scotland. There's nothing really like this back home, and I guess when I got here from my first year, I loved it, so I just keep coming back.
And you come from Scotland every year?
Yeah, every
That's
summer.
Amazing.
Yep.
Amazing.
That's
awesome.
Okay. My name is Anna, and I am a camper here, and this is my 4th year here this summer. And what really brings me here is probably, like, the people here, and they just make it feel like home for me.
Okay, and one interesting fact. I think you forgot that, too, Lauren. Your one interesting fact about
From
you.
Scotland.
She's sticking with it.
Interesting fact. Can it just be, like, anything?
Anything.
Anything? Like about my home life, or like
you're not
like,
from Scotland.
Anything. I'm not from Scotland.
Where are you from?
Troy, Ohio.
Troy, Ohio. Okay, that can be your interesting thing. Okay, Matt, you next.
My name is Matthew. This is my 4th year at camp, and I come to camp for my friendships. So like, I met a ton of really cool people through camp, and we all kind of come the same week, so we all kind of coordinate it, so we all get to hang out, and it's one of the highlights of my summer. Interesting fact. I'm blanking.
You can say where you're from too, if you want.
I'm from Columbus, Ohio. So.
Nice. Hi, I'm Mary Sullivan. I'm the summer camp director. This is my first summer here, but I've been involved in camp for 20 years. I've also been involved in the Y most of my life. Started when I was 3. And my fun fact is I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, nice. I like this. So even though we're here in Ohio, we've got people from all over the world that come to Camp Wilson.
Yeah.
And that's
Global.
That's a fair statement, right? That like a lot of our counselors come from all over the world.
This year, we have about 60 staff that have come. Of those 60 staff, about half are American domestic. The rest all come as like basically student exchange.
Very cool.
To come and work for the summer. And we have 9 different countries represented this year.
That's amazing. So cool.
And I just want to give like a little brief history of those of you who are like, what's Camp
Where
Wilson?
Where is Camp Wilson? What's Camp Wilson?
Yeah, where are we? Where you guys are outside on a beautiful summer day.
How
where
did you get
you?
This job? I'm jealous.
Yeah, so we are on 500 acres of land that's been with the YMCA of Central Ohio for
100 years.
101 years.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
101 years.
We celebrated the 100th birthday of this beautiful place last year, which is amazing. If you've never got a chance to be out here, it's a really easy drive. It took us about 45-50 minutes from the city of Columbus. And I mean, if you can just see from where we're standing here.
Let me go pan around.
And those of you who are listening to this, you can't see. It's a beautiful day. We're surrounded by these gorgeous trees with the lake in the background, sunshine, nice breeze coming through. This place is magic. I think you can feel it in the air when you step on these grounds. You know it's a wonderful place, and you know that magic happens here. And I don't know if maybe some of you guys want to talk about your own experiences and how this place makes you feel, why you keep coming back, all that good stuff.
Want me to take it away? Yeah. So as I said before, Scotland doesn't really have a lot like this. And when I came for my first summer, I really had no idea what I was getting into. But I think when you see the impact that you have as a counsellor on the kids, and I think actually my first summer was Anna's first summer, and I had Anna in my cabin. Yeah. So it's really cool to see that kids keep coming back, and the memories that they make and the friendships they make. And I guess the friendships and the memories that we as counsellors make as well.
Yeah. I mean, and I would assume being a young person, like, it really helps you grow. It helps your confidence. Yeah. It helps build skills that maybe you wouldn't have otherwise. Yeah. I know I was always very shy, which people are very surprised about. But I was always very shy. And I would think that, like, some sort of a camp experience really kind of forces you out of whatever comfort zones that you have and really makes you make friends and be outgoing and put you into new situations and build the confidence that maybe you wouldn't have otherwise.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was 18 when I first came.
Okay.
So I was pretty young. And the difference from my first summer to now is crazy.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's been the best thing I've ever done, personally.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's really awesome. Yeah. Campers?
I'll lead off. I think my favorite story was actually from my first week of camp. I was here with one of my friends, but I didn't really know a ton of people at camp. I mean, it was my first time ever down here, and I was up at the ranch. And I remember we had come down for dinner, and we'd gone out, and all the main campers went away to do whatever magic thing they do between dinner and activity. I don't really know what happens. But it was basically just the ranchers down in the lawn, and a couple of my friends and I were messing around in the Gaga pit. It had poured the night before, so the Gaga pit was literally just covered in mud. So we're in there. And for some reason, I walked away. And when I come back, I see that one girl is literally covered in mud. She'd fallen into the, like, mud puddle.
Oh.
And then proceeded to smear it all over, like, the other people that were in there. So I jumped right in, and I got covered in mud. And at one point, I remember somebody flung a ball of mud, and it landed, like, right in my eye. So at that point, we all walked down. We walked over to our counselors, kind of, like, with our tail between our legs. And they just looked at us like, what did you do? And I think the best part of that story was that I was with four people that I didn't know well at the time. I maybe knew one of them going into it. And since then, I've grown with them. I want to say three of them are actually here this week with me. And we've actually become really good friends since then. We've continued to, like, come back together and make more memories. So that was really cool.
Have more mud fights?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually.
For those people who don't know, what is a Gaga pit?
Oh, okay. So
It's not Lady Gaga.
Right. It's like this almost circular pit. It's usually like wood. It's got like higher walls. And you have to like, you play with like a dodgeball type thing, and you have to like knock it into people's feet. It sounds weird, but it's actually pretty fun.
It's hard to explain. So Matthew, you talked about ranch camp also. Mm-hmm. So Heather, would you like to, or Mary, whoever, like to talk more about like the different kinds of camps that we have? So it's not just come to camp and run around in the mud and like there's actually like lots of very cool things to do in the themes, and we can talk just a little bit more about that.
So we have a couple different treks that you can come on when you come to camp. So we have our traditional main camp, but within the traditional main camp, there are different programs that happens as well. So we have our Rangers program, which is for 6 to 9 year olds. We have our Pathfinder programs, which is 9 to 11?
12.
Yep. And then we have our Trailblazers, which is
12 to 14.
And then our teens and our teen extreme program, which is 13 to 16. We also have ranch camp. So we have our ranch camp where they stay up in the cabins that are right next to the barn. They basically get to adopt a horse for a week.
Very cool.
That's, I can't remember the age on that. Is that 13?
I want to say it's 12.
12. Yeah. So those are 12 to 16 year olds. And then beyond that, we also have our CIT programs, so where we are training young people to be able to come back and be counselors. So once you've completed, once you've turned 16 or you're 17 years old and you know you're going to want to learn a little bit and learn what it's like to be a counselor and create the magic that is Camp Wilson, we have the CIT program as well. We also have specialty programs. So we have the Loco Arts Camp. So we have 2 weeks of arts camp where the artist in residence is coming in and doing projects with the kids. We have a theater camp. We do fishing camp 3 times in the summer. And we also have our Wranglers program. So Wranglers happens, I think, 8 out of the 9 weeks. Those are for kids that are like 10 to 12, so aren't
just quite old enough to go to ranch, but they spend the whole morning up at ranch and then spend the afternoon in the traditional activities down here.
Awesome. And campers, what are your favorite activities that you guys get to do at camp?
Okay, mine
would... You can do, like, top three. Like, doesn't have to be one. You can do as many as you want.
Mine would probably either be stand-up paddleboarding, because you can have, like, water fights between the people, and you're able to, like, jump in the lake, and you can, like... Yeah. And then my second one would probably be the giant swing, because it's just, like, a really big, like, thrill for the campers.
Giant swing's really good. I'm going to agree with that. Yeah. And I mean, I'm a rancher through and through, so I'm going to have to say, like, trail rides are really fun, and then just lessons in general are really fun for me, too.
Being with the horses. I'm like, I love animals, so any time to be with another living creature that's not a human is awesome.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to take you guys on a tour of camp later, so we aren't going to do it on our live feed, but we're going to upload some videos later of the different parts of camp. If we did it on the live feed, it would be probably an hour of us walking around and only a couple minutes or anything really juicy. So we'll be bringing you more videos to our Facebook page, but we are going to show you Lake Macatee, and we're going to also show you one of the bunks that the kids stay in, and you get to kind of see where your children would be staying. And then if you stay tuned for the podcast, later on, we're going to be talking to Heather a little bit more in depth on our audio portion of our podcast, which will be up on ymcaclimas.org/podcast later. So if you want to know about Wilson, I'm sure you are clamoring to get your kids here, and we are clamoring to have you here. You can go to ymcacampwilson.org, and you can see what kind of camps, when they're offering in summer, pricing, and all that good jazz. And we're going to talk a little bit more with Heather about that later. But for now, we want to show you Camp Macatee. So,
can we end on one final question?
Yes.
Before we show you the tour.
Our favorite question. Sorry.
I have one final question before you guys. Thanks for taking some time out of your day to talk to everybody about your experience. Could you finish this sentence, if not for the YMCA blank?
Who wants to start? You can think about it for a second.
If not for the YMCA, I can honestly say I would not be the person that I am today. I had some amazing role models. I had amazing opportunities through our swim team program, our gymnastics program. It was my first job. I did leave for a little while, but 20 years later, I'm here, and it's my love. So it definitely has shaped who I am today.
If not for the YMCA, I wouldn't be doing a lot of things I love. I wouldn't be riding horses, and that's something I do full year, and I love it. And I wouldn't have a lot of my friends, a lot of great people that I hang out with all year. I wouldn't know, would have never met.
If not for the YMCA, I wouldn't really have anything to look forward for the next summer, because I love this camp, like, so much, and, like, you get to make new friends, like you said.
Good job. If not for the YMCA, I would not have had the same opportunities to grow that I have in the 4 years I've been coming to camp. So many different aspects of me and myself have grown. Confidence is a massive one, and that runs through counsellors and campers. And then also just the connections that I've built over the last 4 years with counsellors from America, Brazil, Germany, England, all around the world. It's been the best opportunity I've had, and it was the Y that gave me that opportunity.
So if not for the YMCA, I feel like I would have no direction. I feel like the Y on multiple occasions in multiple times in my life has saved me. And now here I am, and I'm working my dream job. So I get to have my kids grow up here at camp. I get to see the impact that we make every day. I get to see, it's kind of a cool perspective. Not only do I know what the impact is as a Y employee, but I am now a parent of a camper. So my son has spent his first summer here and watching his transformation and what he's doing as a 7-year-old. So it's pretty amazing.
I'm like getting misty-eyed back here.
It's pretty amazing. Well, thank you guys for sharing your stories and experiences with us and your time from your camp to sit here and talk with us.
Probably
really
not nearly as fun as mud fights.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hopefully, let's let the rain hold off so that we don't have
mud fights.
Enjoy the sun.
Hi, everybody. We're back. Thanks for listening to our first part of podcast number 3, live from Camp Wilson. We hope you enjoyed hearing a little bit of our counselor and current camper stories. Heather and Mary have stayed around to talk a little bit more about camp with us.
We let the campers go.
We let them go do some more paddleboarding in their mud fights. So we have them here with us now to talk a little bit more in depth about some of the offerings here, what you can expect if you're coming to camp, and some things that parents might benefit from knowing. So thanks, guys, for staying around.
Sure. No problem.
So let's talk first about what parents can expect with their kids coming to camp. Like, what are the number one worries, or what parents, number one thing they say when they're picking out their kids, or especially maybe their first, now they've seen the live and they're like, okay, maybe I really do want to be able to bring my kids here, but they're a little bit worried or a little bit hesitant. I mean, even this is your first year, your son's here. So I mean, if you guys can talk about that a little bit.
I would say it's going to be harder on you than it will on them. you'll want to prolong that goodbye and they'll be ready for you to go. Also, like, if your kid forgets something, if they forget a toothbrush, a towel, we have all that stuff just in case. We understand that they're children, that things are going to happen. We are not going to let your kid go all week without brushing their teeth. we are not going to let them go all week without taking a shower. So if they forget little things, that's okay. Like, we are here to take care of them. That's our jobs. You are handing over your most precious possession, and we don't take that lightly. So we will be able to make sure that all happens. I'd say the other frequently asked question probably is about what to pack or how to pack.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit more.
I would say, you know, obviously it's camp, bathing suit, towel, flip-flops for the shower. Don't send new clothes because they're out and about, and when it rains, it gets muddy. So, you know, we are in the mud, but it's good. We'll get them in a shower. It's all good.
Especially in Ohio.
Yeah, especially in Ohio. You know, socks and sneakers.
Lots of socks,
because they are getting sweaty and running around. But really, you know, the packing list is simple. Just things that they can run around in and have fun in, and then a bathing suit and towel. That's really it.
Like sunscreen and stuff?
Definitely.
Is that stuff that's on there? Okay.
Yeah. Definitely sunscreen, bug spray.
Yes. And then whatever they feel comfortable sleeping in. So if that's a sleeping bag and a pillow, or a blanket and a pillow. And then the way that we ask our families to pack is anything that is soft, anything, clothing, bedding, gets packed in one bag, and anything else, so your toiletries, shoes, books, anything else you're bringing gets packed in a second bag, and that's because we do a bed bug prevention system. So what we do is anything that's soft, it goes into the giant heater for about a half hour. It's not going to do, it's nothing more than if you were to put the clothing into a dryer. But what it does for us is it helps us guarantee that those things aren't coming onto our property and be able to keep them from spreading, or keeping everybody safe as well. But we get a lot of concerns about that. But honestly, you just put the soft stuff in one bag and the toiletries in another, and we're good to go.
And I think that's great. I mean, it's no secret that bed bugs are a known issue everywhere.
Yep.
Like,
especially
Columbus
in a place.
Ohio is like no exception. So I think that doing that extra precaution to make sure that everybody's stuff is safe and everyone's coming in without stuff like that, I think that's awesome. Yep. So, and nothing's going to melt, nothing's going to be destroyed.
Nope.
It's just giving that one extra step.
One extra layer of protection and one more thing that the kids don't have to worry about when they're here.
Yep, totally. Awesome. So meals, I can imagine that's another thing parents wonder about. Yes. What is my kid going to eat all week long? Or
if they have
dietary restrictions? They're a picky eater. Or, can you talk a little bit about what they can expect meal-wise?
Sure. We have an amazing staff who have accommodated gluten-free, vegetarian, vegan, sesame allergies, peanut allergies. We've had many conversations with parents to find out what kinds of foods they like, don't like, because that can be challenging when they are restricted in their diet, to make sure that they have foods that they're comfortable with while they're here. We always have hot option plus a full salad bar with all kinds of fruits and vegetables on it as well. So we've been able to accommodate everything so far this summer. So, and we have lots of happy campers eating great food.
Yes, they will not go hungry here.
They will not go hungry here.
And is that a question when parents sign up? Like, do your children have any food allergies or have any food? Okay, so that's something that's just a part of when they sign up. They don't have to reach out.
No, it's all part of the health forms. So when you are registering for camp, we have an online registration system called Campsite. When you go on and do that, you will denote which weeks you want to come, but you can also give us as much information about your camper. Awesome. And I say to anyone and everyone, the more information you give us, the better. It's so much better for us to be prepared and for us to know whatever challenges or anything your child's walking in with, so that we can be completely prepared for that. We serve kids from all different kinds of backgrounds, anything, and the more information that we're armed with, the better we can serve your child and the better their experience is going to be. So there's no such thing as oversharing.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm sure lots of parents love to overshare. Which
about
is great.
Their kids. Let's talk about the most important thing, right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, your most precious thing.
Exactly.
I'm sure it can be scary, like leaving your, I don't have kids, but I'm sure leaving your kids somewhere for a week and, you know, not,
it can be scary.
Not knowing what they're doing. Right. So is there, do you communicate throughout the week, or is there a place where they can see pictures or see anything like that? Or
Parents are allowed, so through our campsite, they can send emails. We also have lots of mail runs. Our mailbox is stuffed during the summer.
Old-fashioned letters. Yes. I love that.
Yes. And care packages. That.
Well, I think that's the cool thing about camp is that in this world that's so driven by technology, this is the place where that doesn't really exist.
No. They can't have phones.
Nope.
Or they can't.
They
you get to just be a kid.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And enjoy nature and enjoy not being in front of the screen and totally detaching from that technological world. I think that's so rare in this day and age. To find a space that does not exist. I think that's so rare and such a cool thing about camp too, that could really be a good selling point, you know? Get your kids off the phone and the tablet and the TV for a week, you know, you can only imagine what you're going to open their worlds to. And maybe you guys can talk a little bit, like, what does the transformation in kids look like? Or what have you seen in some kids from when they get here to when they arrive, or like Anna and Matt, who we talked to earlier, that have been here 4 years, what does that transformation look like?
Someone specific you can think of.
Yeah.
So I was lucky enough that on Monday I got a phone call from a parent who picked up his child on Saturday, and he was glowing and so appreciative of what camp had done for his daughter, and just mentioned that they had had a rough year both in school and at home, and she didn't want to come to camp, but he knew that this was something that she needed, and so had dropped off a sullen, upset child. And when he pulled up to camp, he saw her standing with a group of her cabin mates, and he's like, I could just tell that my child had blossomed in that week. And he's like, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it because it's amazing and you guys are great. And she's coming back in a couple weeks.
Is she really?
Yeah, and she's excited. She's excited to come back. Yeah, so it was, you know, on a Monday morning, it was like, this is the best thing
ever.
Best
way to know that you're making a difference in a kid's life. And it's multiple kids' lives that we have here.
Every day? Yeah. I mean, how many campers on average come?
On average, we have, I'd say, 140, 145 campers that are here. On top of that, we also do day groups. So if your child is involved with the YMCA of Central Ohio day camp, we also see all the day camps as well. So in any given week, we could see 500 different kids.
Wow. And they all get to come out and experience.
Yep, they all get to be here at camp.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay, let's talk about everyone's favorite thing to talk about. Let's talk about price.
Sure.
Pricing. I would also love for us to talk about membership for all, what that means. We want everybody to be able to come to camp regardless of financial situation. We know that this is kind of a like bonus that people get to experience this, but we want everybody to be able to have an equal opportunity to experience this. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so a week of camp, a traditional week of camp is $565. If you're looking at ranch camp and some of the specialty camps, those are $645. We have many different ways that those can be achieved. So we have payment plans, we have different options. On top of that, because of the amazing generous donations and the things that we raise through our annual campaign, we do get to give out close to like $65,000 or $70,000 in camperships a year.
That's awesome.
So far we've been able to give out, I think we've done 57 full camperships.
Wow.
And we've been able to help out, I think, over 300 families.
Wow. That's amazing.
Is there a way that you choose that, or can they apply for that? Or is
All they need to do is the same application that you can get at the branch.
Uh-huh.
It's also on our website. You just need to send that to me. So Heather Graham, that's heather.graham@ymcacolumbus.org.
G-R-A-H-A-M.
G-R-A-H-A-M, yep. And I will get in contact with you and process that, and we do it, you know, for any reason, but just the most important thing to us is that the kiddos come to camp.
Yes. Bring your kids here. They'll have an unforgettable summer, a different summer. This place is great. I mean, once you get here, it's so contagious, this energy. Yes. So special what happens up here, and it's really not that far from Columbus. No. So in other places around Ohio, even.
Yeah, that's the really great thing about us. So we're in Bellefonte, Ohio. I don't know if we actually said where we are. But it's not that far from anywhere.
It's an hour from Columbus.
If you're looking north, like Lima, Toledo area, it's an hour to Lima, maybe like 2.5 to Toledo. Even Cleveland's not that far, down to Cincinnati. So we've pooling campers pretty much across the state. It's a nice central location.
Definitely.
Yeah.
What else? Is there anything else we've missed?
Anything else you can think of that we've missed or that you want to touch on?
I don't know, we've covered a lot.
I know, we talked about so much.
Can people just come here to check it out? Like if somebody wanted to just come see what Wilson was or wanted before they maybe signed up their kid or...
Before the summer starts, we do 3 or 4 open houses.
Okay.
Now, since we do have kids on camp, I would like them to reach out to Mary or myself and schedule that just because, you know, we do have certain practices to be able to control who's on camp with the kids being here. Yep. But we would love to take you on a tour even now.
Absolutely.
But emailing either one of us would be the best way to set that up.
Awesome. And give us your emails one more time.
Mine is heather.graham, G-R-A-H-A-M, @ymcacolumbus.org.
And mine is mary.sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N, @ymcacolumbus.org.
Awesome. And I think another great resource, too, for those parents who are curious about camp is our website. Mm-hmm. We recently completely overhauled that, so it is a great tool that's out there. It has a ton of information about camp, photos, activities, what the weeks looks like, what a summer looks like, what your meals are going to be, how to contact us. There's a ton of information on there, so Google YMCA Camp Wilson, and it's Wilson with 2 L's, W-I-L-L-S-O-N, and check out our website too. I'm sure you'll be able to find a ton of information on there.
You guys got to come and check this out. It's so... My favorite thing about this is that now that we've been here 101 years, that so many things have changed in a century. I mean, mm-hmm. over a century. Think of everything that's changed since 1918. But Camp Wilson has kind of remained steadfast in its mm-hmm. values and in its what it's here to do, which is to help kids gain confidence, learn honesty, respect, caring, responsibility, and to, you know, learn how to be the best kids that they can be. And that's something that's never changed. So.
And I think that summer camp was invented at the Y. too, if I'm Probably. Not mistaken. I mean, overnight camping.
I mean, we can go ahead and claim it.
Yeah. I'll have to do some Googling, we'll do but research. I want to say that I read that somewhere that it was invented at the Y or by a Y staff. So, I mean, these are the event. We've been doing it 100 plus years. We're going to continue to do it 100 more. So, yeah, I mean, this is the place to be. If you're thinking about this experience for your child or a child that you know, I guarantee you they're going to have a great time
it's
here.
Worthwhile.
And they'll love every minute of it. And it's an unforgettable experience, a gift that you can give to your child. And
it's a once in a lifetime experience that lasts them for the rest of their lives and shapes who they are. If you couldn't tell from our previous, and even you guys.
Yeah.
Previous,
we're just a little bit passionate about it.
A little bit. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for listening. This was a special edition of our podcast because we've had such great feedback from you guys, from our listeners. We appreciate each and every one of you. You're allowing us to tell these why stories in a way that we've never been able to do before, and it couldn't be without your support and your time listening with us today. So we hope to continue. We will be continuing these. We want to do them as much as we can. I think we have the content out there, and we want to be able to produce these for you guys on a more regular basis. So please feel free to send your questions, comments, stories, ideas to us at podcast@ymcacolumbus.org, P podcast at ymcacolumbus.org. We'd love to hear from you. We want to know what you're thinking. We hope you're loving it. If not, please let us know that too, how we can be better. We're always looking for feedback. So we'll be back on with you guys in July with our new president and CEO, Tony. So we're super excited about that. I'm sure he's going to give us a lot of good info on...
He's fun.
Yeah, on the direction that he's planning on taking our organization. So we're really excited about that. Send us your stories, questions, comments. Heather and Mary, thank you guys so much for spending a part of your busy day with us at Wilson today. And check out our website or email these two ladies for more info. And we hope to see you guys at camp soon.
See you at camp.